This is the part of our service that it may not be the most important, but it is one of the most important. Every part of our service is very important. Like, we come in, we have worship through fellowship. That's very important. We have announcements, which some of you may listen to, some of you may not. It's important because it shares what's going on in our church and how God is working and opportunities we have to worship. We get our hearts started to kind of worship through that first song. And then this is the part where we intentionally set our hearts on just being grateful to God. And that's important. That is important to do because we come in, I mean, Sunday mornings are hustle and bustle for most of us. Just getting here, especially if you have kids and things of that nature. So this time is very important that we actually just take that opportunity to just say, thank you, God. And we do that by having somebody from our family stand up and express why they're grateful. Ricky Daniel is over there on the side. I'm glad he's already stood up. I'm going to share something just here in a second. But most of you probably remember, if you were here, when Ricky got baptized earlier this year, and the testimony that he shared of how God had worked in his life and is working in his life. And I've had the privilege now for 6-7 years of meeting with Ricky one-on-one, and also meeting with him and Emily together for most of that same time. And so since his baptism and salvation earlier this year, I've seen God work. And I was looking in the devotion booklet yesterday at the first verse, which is tomorrow. I'm going to ask you real quickly just to open the devotion booklet that you got. Hopefully you grabbed one. And turn to day one. And just follow along. I'll give you just a second to do that. It's Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, and it says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him." That makes me think of Ricky and what he's kind of experienced this year. "Let your roots grow down into him." I've seen Ricky allow his roots to grow down deep into the Lord, and let your lives be built on him. He and his family, their lives are now built on Christ. "Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." So, Ricky, I'm going to turn this over to you and let your thankfulness overflow. Why are you grateful to God this morning, and why are you here to worship?
Morning, Eastwood.
Hold that microphone up, please.
Sorry. So, again, like Sean said, I stood up in front of you guys a couple months ago. I was broken but saved for the first time, and I really didn't understand about exactly how important it was to have a relationship with God. But as you submit and just embrace him and his word and dig into it, like, and shut the rest of the world out, there's such a clarity that he gives you, and understanding about life and how he wants you to live it, and not just for your walk with him, but your walk with your wife and him and being unified together as a couple. And I was talking to Sean the other day, there's been so much that he's done in my life and my marriage. I mean, I stood up there with the thought of my marriage still not being, something that I could keep. I was fighting, but I had to surrender that. I had to let that go. I had to let God heal that and mend that. And he's done such an incredible job. It's just a miracle what he has saved and how he has mended me and Emily and my family. So when I was praying the other day, I was trying to figure out like what I wanted to say and what I wanted to say or what I wanted to bring up and talk about. And I spent about a week and a half in Hebrews 12. And there's just so much in there. And I just want to read a little bit of it for you. The beginning of Hebrews 12 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Run the race with perseverance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith." And then it goes on to say later in the chapter, "Strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees, and then live in peace with everyone and be holy." And I feel like a lot of that you have to do by being in his word, and our walk with him in the word is what people see, and that's what's holy. That's what brings him glory. And as you embrace him and the word, like, you begin to realize that those problems throughout the week that you deal with are right here, and it's right in front of you. And the answers are right here. Just like day four, Hebrews 12, it just hit me. I'm like, that's what it is. You know, that's, he just gives you these little chain links to break, to make that connection throughout the week. I just encourage you all, like, if you're feeling left out or if you're feeling like you can't hear him, just open this book anywhere, and I promise you, he's ready to talk to you. He's ready to get you through whatever you're going through. So it's just, this is such a wonderful experience, and I can't thank him enough. I can't thank the Eastwood family. Sean's been a major role in all of this, and Pastor Bill and a couple other people here. So just open the book, just read anywhere, and I promise you, he's going to talk to you. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Ricky. That verse, that last verse that he read there, which was Thursday's in the booklet last week, it's an interesting connection that God makes there of making every effort to live at peace with everyone and being holy. Living that set-apart life, which is what holy means, cannot be present if you don't have peace in your heart with the world around you, with the people around you. And it says, if you want to see the Lord, the last part of that verse, be holy. Live in that holiness. Live that set-apart life. So thank you for sharing, Ricky. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you so much for the way you work. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the front row seat you've given me to seeing how you're working in Ricky's life, and Ricky and Emily's life, and in their family's life, and in so many lives in this church. We just thank you, God. Thank you for giving us your word, that it is alive, that it is active, that it is useful for growing and developing us to be better followers of you. So God, we give you all praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.